From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. preparing to expand its fight against the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter emerged from a meeting with Iraqi officials in Baghdad Wednesday, offering to accelerate efforts to defeat the Islamic State, which occupies large parts of Iraq, including the contested provincial capital, Ramadi.
I had a very productive meeting with Prime Minister Abadi, and also separately a meeting with the defense minister, discussed with them the desire of the United States and its other coalition partners to accelerate progress, the kind of progress that the Iraqi forces are exhibiting in Ramadi.
Mr. Carter said he told the Iraqi officials it's important to recapture Ramadi, then retake the northern city of Mosul from the IS group. Meanwhile, Wednesday, the U.S. military announced it's withdrawing a dozen warplanes from Turkey. During a year-end news conference held Wednesday, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned that Burundi's on the brink of civil war that threatens the region.
What we have seen over the past few days is chilling. I have asked Mr. Jamal Ben-Omar, my special advisor, to go to the region before the end of this week to speak to the African Union, the countries in the region, and of course, the government of Burundi. An inclusive political dialogue is needed urgently. We must do all we can to prevent mass violence and act decisively should it erupt.
He suggested a political mission and/or peacekeeping force might be necessary to quell violence that erupted in April following news President Pierre Nkurunziza would seek a third term. U.S. U.N. ambassador called the situation horrific, adding there's little or no dialogue among the feuding parties. This is VOA News. The U.S. Central Bank Wednesday boosted its benchmark interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade, a decision that immediately increased borrowing costs for U.S. businesses and consumers and could ripple throughout the world economy. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, said it was time for such action.
It takes time for monetary policy actions to affect future economic outcomes. Were the FOMC to delay the start of policy normalization for too long, we would likely end up having to tighten policy relatively abruptly at some point to keep the economy from overheating and inflation from significantly overshooting our objective. Such an abrupt tightening could increase the risk of pushing the economy into recession.
Policymakers increased the key rate by a quarter of a percentage point, pushing it up from near zero due to improving economic conditions. Yellen cautioned more rate hikes are possible next year. The U.S. Embassy in Abuja called on Nigerian officials to investigate last weekend's clashes between troops and a Shia Muslim sect in the north that reportedly left dozens, perhaps hundreds, dead. It said the government should quickly, credibly, and transparently investigate the events and hold to account those found to have committed crimes. The army accused members of the Islamic Movement for Nigeria of sparking the clashes by blocking a highway in the city of Zaria to an army convoy and attempting to assassinate the army chief of staff. The Obama administration has informed Congress of a nearly $2 billion arms sales package for Taiwan. It includes naval frigates, anti-tank missiles, and amphibious assault vehicles. The U.S. spokesman said the deal is consistent with the U.S. commitment to help Taiwan maintain its defense. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
Today's notification is consistent with the Taiwan Relations Act and U.S. support for Taiwan's ability to maintain a sufficient self-defense capability. I would hasten to add that there has been no change to our longstanding One China policy that's based on the three joint communiques and the Taiwan Relations Act.
China, which regards Taiwan as part of its own territory, has protested the sale, saying it should be canceled in order to avoid harming bilateral relations. National and regional leaders in Somalia have ended 3 days of talks on elections next year. They decided to dissolve the government next September. Members of parliament and the president, Hassan Sheikh Mohammed, will be allowed to seek re-election. They decided the election will be conducted using both a district and clan process. The leaders are to meet again next month. Ukraine says it will suspend trade with Russian-occupied Crimea by mid-January, Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk saying the ban will begin in 30 days and affect everything but humanitarian aid. Last year's annexation of Crimea by Russia plunged relations between Kyiv and Moscow into a crisis deepened by a rebellion of pro-Russian separatists in the east. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.